Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Do you ever have somebody detest you so much that they moved out of their house?
I'm not sure if I'm aware of that. You know, besides a girlfriend or a roommate is what you're saying.
Right. So, Raven, after you left work on Friday, mm-hmm. producer John came in here. And John, you were all worked up. What happened?
I got a text message from my landlord, and she sent me this exchange that she had with the person who lives underneath me. The person who lives underneath me is moving out at the end of next month, mm-hmm. and they're moving out because they just cannot stand to live beneath me anymore.
Okay.
Me specifically.
You specifically. So what was the things that they shouted out in their text messages, these random messages, which, by the way, is completely inappropriate for your landlord to share with you, but
right?
They want to guilt you somehow about what it is you're paying for rent. So what did these messages say?
This is what I'm saying. They didn't specify. And that was the weirdest part. My landlord texted me and was like, hey, what's the problem? And I was like, I don't know what the problem is.
Right.
I've spoken to this person like two times. No, that's the thing. I don't know her. I don't know her at all.
Who does she live with?
Huh? By herself.
Okay. What could you possibly be doing? Are you just loud? Oh, wait a minute. Don't you always talk about James? How old is James now?
He's five, yeah.
On the drums?
Yeah.
Don't you play drums?
It's a drum pad. It's not a full drum kit. That would be an insane thing in the house that I live.
All right.
I mean, some people just don't want to deal with the fact that somebody lives above them or, you know, next to them or whatever in general, because they feel like when they walk into an apartment building, it should be totally silent. But it's not like that.
So the thing is that there's been an issue before because my electricity, like I don't pay electricity in my apartment because my apartment's completely illegal. That's a story for another day. But my electric bill goes on to the second floor neighbors, and I think that that's really like the crux of the issue.
Wait a minute, what?
That's illegal on multiple levels.
So many levels.
Wait a minute.
So she's paying for your electric bill, and you don't know why she's leaving?
Huh? Hey, listen, I didn't make her pay for that. I'm not the landlord. I didn't say you have to do this, right? But yeah, no, I think it's money, and I also think it's the kid. I think she's afraid to say that my son is too loud because that makes her sound like a jerk, which she is.
So with the electric bill, though, it's just like, oh, you take this on the chin. Is there some bill that you pay that's supposed to even that out together? Or
no,
does she give you a breakout of the bill and say, well, you know, your end of it is this or anything?
No, my apartment doesn't exist. It's not real.
Okay, so I mean,
those are real problems there. All
I
right,
think
that's
it's
not
easy
your
to
problem.
Say, like, oh, it's because of electricity and the way this is all structured. But I think it's you and your son are loud. I think that you always have a guitar in your hand. How many guitars do you own?
Seven. Four of them are in that house right now.
Four of them are in that house right now. How often do you play? I mean, you always talk about, you know, playing the instruments.
I try
to play. Kids. Right.
Well,
so,
I mean,
I think we know the answer to why she doesn't want to live beneath you.
You know, you work late. Two, that's the thing is, if you're out doing any of these gigs or whatever, when you get home, like, you know, I mean, it's loud. So, but again, if somebody lives above you, you're going to have to deal with that wherever you go.
That's what I'm saying.
But they don't usually have four guitars and a five-year-old on a drum set.
I feel like I've lived in that building like five times in my life, but I suppose you're right. Most other people don't have to deal with that. Feels like every one of my upstairs neighbors had some kind of loud hobby like that in my lifetime.
Me too, but the thing is when I lived there, I always had my husband or somebody else. When you're by yourself, you're much more conscious of all the noise that's coming from, you know, around you. So when you asked, what could I have possibly done? I think you have your answer, John.
I mean,
she should have got a drum set.
I hope he doesn't get sick.
I mean, I think he's going to do just fine. Seriously, this is not easy, though. I mean, some sort of accolade should come from the fact of being called on this, doing this publicly. This is not easy.
All right. So if you missed it, last week we were making confessions and producer Sean had this confession.
Get a lot of stuff for it, but I do not know the words to our national anthem.
What?
Yep.
Dude,
don't know them.
Come on.
Don't know them.
Go practice.
And then we received many emails complaining that, in fact, it's obnoxious that Sean doesn't know the words of the national anthem.
I mean, listen, it's one thing to be, you know, fair to say that. I think there's a lot of people that would probably screw up 5 to 10 words in the national anthem. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, they know how it goes, right? And they'd sing along with it.
So, producer Sean, you've had a crazy 72 hours.
Mm-hmm. Boy, have I.
Sprung this on you earlier in the week. We brought in a professional singer yesterday to teach you how to do it and give you some pointers.
Amazing.
She was fantastic.
What a great voice.
Great.
Wow.
Fantastic. Yeah.
All right. So now, what have you done to prepare for this moment?
I actually been doing a lot of vocal warm-ups over the past day and a half.
What does that sound like? You do a little warm-up.
Me just going like doing like, you know, like mow, moving my lips or just like trying to hit pitches like in the shower. I'm like,
okay. All right.
Singing to myself too much, singing while I'm cooking. I'm making Booker chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Kinda. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, that's good that you're putting in the time.
All right. I think we're ready, right?
Are we ready? I have the orchestral accompaniment here. You tell me when it's time for me to go.
Let's do it whenever you're ready to hit that.
All right.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Woo! Play ball!
That was great. I mean, for somebody who was untrained.
Are you crying? Wow, look at you.
God bless America.
Yeah, that was really good. I was really moved. I mean,
thank you.
For somebody that has no singing experience whatsoever, and that is a hard song to sing, I thought you did a really good job, a great effort.
I appreciate that.
Hanging it out there, I mean, again, I don't know what they call that thing at the end where you do the shake thing, but that's...
That was great.
Mm-hmm. I mean... Yeah.
I still call it SpongeBob laugh, you know?
Yeah, congratulations.
I don't think that's technically what it's called, but I'm very proud of you. Ouch.
I don't know why my husband gets so mad. I don't understand what he gets so mad about.
That's a little bit crass, I got to tell you. That's pretty serious. Oof. What distance is that from your body?
Right next to my head. It's right next to my face. That's how I like it. I like to wake up in a straight panic every single day.
And it's that loud, right there in your face?
Even louder.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's kind of a lot. I might be with your husband on this one.
In 1994, when I started high school, my mom bought me this alarm clock to get up.
Yeah.
It is old school, it's digital, and it makes this obnoxious noise.
And you're still using it.
You know what?
Yeah.
I've never been late or slept through an alarm in my entire life.
Isn't it one of two anyways? Don't you use another alarm also?
So now I have my phone is my regular alarm.
Yeah.
And, you know, it has whatever like beautiful magical music.
Yes. Yeah, I have mine set to marimba. It's very relaxed. It's like waking up in a rainforest.
This one is right next to my ear and it's my second backup. So it will go off exactly 2 minutes after the first alarm goes off to make sure I get up. And my husband.
Do you always make it to that one? It's 2 minutes after, do you always?
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
My husband wants me to get rid of the second alarm clock because he can't stand it. Mm-hmm. And he wakes, and when it does go off, he freaks out and he jumps up like somebody is an intruder in our house.
Yeah.
But I don't believe in it because it works just fine. Mm-hmm. It's never failed me. Why would I get rid of it, right?
Yeah, I mean, is he asking you to replace it or just get rid of it in general? He's like, you don't need this thing anymore.
Right. He doesn't think I need it because he's like, you know, you've never been late for work in your entire life. You think you're going to start tomorrow because you get rid of the emergency alarm clock?
You know what? I was always the person who would jump up first time, never hit snooze. You know that, right? And mm-hmm. and now, at this point, I hit snooze twice every day. And a regular alarm in the afternoon, if I like taking a nap or whatever, it won't wake me up. Alexa and the phone, like I have to do both combined and I have to put one far away from me.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
You know what you need?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll wake you up.
Maybe I could buy it from you in a yard sale.
See, I don't understand why you have to get rid of things if they work perfectly well. I think plenty of us are holding on to things that even though they're old, if they work well, you still use them. What's the thing that you use? 1-800-330-9999.
I got this printer in college that still works perfectly fine. Some parts of it have broken, like the little screen doesn't work anymore. But I print it from the computer. It's still working perfectly fine. It's almost 15 years old, and it's doing well.
Hey, if it still works, right?
Wait, you say a printer? Right? A printer?
Yeah.
How come I can buy a brand new printer and it won't work? But you have one that's 1,000 years old that's still like, it does a... How is that even possible?
User error, but...
Oh. I mean, we have a printer in here that I emailed our boss, a crazy gram, saying, like, I can't live with this printer anymore. And he told me they just bought it. I was like, how can this be possible? Printers, I feel like, are the first things to go, right?
Yeah, so this one that's 15 years old, I'm going to ride it till the day it dies.
You got the golden goose. Hold on to that thing.
The last printer that I got free with a computer. They threw it in.
Really?
They were like, here you go.
That's cool. Every computer should come with a free printer.
Not a bad deal.
All right, what's the thing that you still have? Because it works perfectly fine, even though it's super old. What's the thing that you still use, even though it's super old? 1-800-330-9999. My husband's giving me a hard time and wants me to get rid of my 1994 alarm clock because it's so obnoxious when it goes off.
This one's going to sound really bad on the surface, but trust me, I have repaired this thing the proper way and taped it up, you know, really well over the years. I have an extension cord that has like, I don't know, 7 repairs on it.
Wait a minute, but isn't that like a fire hazard?
Oh, no. You just tape it with electrical tape. I've put new ends on both sides of it, like those light up ones that are really, you know, good. Mm-hmm. And it just gets shorter. I had a garden hose one time. For the longest time, Anna, with my garden hoses, when they would break, I would just cut them off and then put the end on there. And then they just got shorter and shorter. But I have a big yard. So to have enough hose across the yard, I had like 5 different hoses put together. It was like Franken hose.
Oh my, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Safer than the electricity.
I would think so. Yeah. All right. What's the thing that you still use even though it's super old? Whitney, what is it that you use?
I still use a DVD player to work out.
Come on.
Wait, what DVDs are you working out to? I have to know.
I can't. Like P90X.
Oh, yeah.
And some other ones.
Oh, yeah.
But a DVD player.
My wife has this computer that I'm pretty sure is running on, like, I don't know, Windows 98 or XP or something like that in the basement that from time to time, same thing. Some of her favorite workout tapes are on DVD. It's the only way to watch them.
The Jillian Michaels, the 30-Day Shred, they don't make them like that anymore. You know? Bailey, what do you have and still use even though it's really old?
Well, my car is from 2008, but I'm not about to buy a new car with these prices.
Yeah.
2008, is that old? What is that, 15 years?
I mean, that's pretty old, 16 years.
Yeah
15 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? Listen, I'm getting ready to buy something for the company, a vehicle for the company, and same thing. Like, you know, typically when you're looking for a vehicle, you're like, well, what's the youngest? What's got the fewest miles? And then I started rethinking, and I was like, wait a minute. I'm going to have to pay taxes on this thing, and I'm only getting the write-off once. Let me buy something that's old and looks good.
Exactly.
Not a bad plan.
David, what's super old, but you still use it because it works?
My soap on a rope. I never have to worry about a bar of soap disappearing on me. I've always got a loofah-type product, whether it's a washcloth-type product or whatever, that you put it in a little bag, and it's always there for me. I've had it for almost a decade, and I will not get rid of it.
Wait a minute.
I didn't know they still had the soap where you actually slip it
rope.
Into the loofah thing. Like, slip on a rope sounds like a novelty gift to me at this point. And all I'm thinking is mold on the rope. But it was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. I had to Google because I wasn't sure what soap on a rope
was. Oh, yeah. No, what? It's literally soap on a rope. They used to put it on a rope, but they put it in like a scrubby now or whatever. I mean, I guess.
Yep.
I thought that was over. That's nothing I'm putting on my Christmas list.
It doesn't run out of soap?
Yeah, it does. You just put another bar of soap in it.
Yeah, you just replace it.
Oh, I
see. Yeah, you put another bar of soap in. See why it's so convenient?
Why?
Because he loves it, apparently.
Yeah. Okay. I've always got a loofah.
All right. We actually had this discussion before. I believe that loofahs are out of completely out of style.
Yeah. Anna's against loofahs. She says that the washcloth is
bad. She's against them.
Yeah. She's against them.
Oh, no.
I know, it's a very strange thing. I think nothing cleans as good as your hand in a bar of soap. That's... But I think the loofah has a lot of germs. The loofah, I told you, the loofah section has really shrunk over the last decade.
I mean, I feel like it is smaller. Yeah. But they always still have them.
There are so many soap on a rope options. Who knew this was a thing?
I think there's so many options because it's no longer a thing. But, you know, hey. But it's working for you, sir. Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Who is P. Diddy's new cellmate? My husband was way too excited about this. All right.
It's kind of a big deal, right, when you're locked up, who it is that you're going to be rooming with. Do they have your back? Do they not have your back? Can you learn anything? Who knows?
Let's rewind. If you've missed it, this has been all over the news.
For the first time in his life, Sean Diddy Combs has spent a week behind bars. He's here inside MDC, where he's been since his arrest on Monday night. There's no VIP section. There is no concierge, only con men, killers, and kingpins.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Well,
she rehearsed that.
Yeah, MDC is Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn.
Does not have a good reputation. Supposed to be a very dirty, dangerous place.
Funny you should say that, because they interviewed a former detainee, and here's what he said.
It's terrible. The food is terrible. Of course, the inmates are terrible. The guards are terrible. The conditions are terrible. It's just terrible.
What do you think it is?
I heard it's less than pleasant.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So they had to move him to a protection center. So that's where he's kind of like watched all the time and he's away from the general population and all that.
That makes sense. That would happen with pretty much all high profile detainees.
Yeah. But he has an unexpected cell neighbor. Sam Bankman-Fried. Do you know who that is?
I don't.
That's the FTX guy. He's like the biggest financial fraud in history.
Oh, that guy with the hair?
Yes.
Yes, that guy.
Yeah, he's 32 years old.
The crypto guy.
The crypto guy.
Yes.
He stole all the crypto. $8 billion of crypto he stole.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, his girlfriend just got convicted yesterday, too. I think she's got to do a couple years in jail, too.
I mean, that's pretty wild.
Yeah. My husband's a finance guy, so he's like, get out of here. He gets to be with that guy.
It was a jilting thing for him, right? Right. Who knows what they're coming up and scheming with right now for the future?
Oh, so I started thinking about it. I'm like, out of all the celebrities that have gone to jail, who would you want to be your cellmate? I've created a list.
Oh, great.
First, do you want Martha Stewart? She lied about a stock trade. Should she be your cellmate?
Here's the thing. I love Martha Stewart. I regard her as total gangster. She never gave up anybody in that. She said, yep, I did it. Took her time and started a nice crafting division while she was in there in the prison and then came out and had some products with some ladies' gentlemen in there. I like Martha Stewart. I would love to be her cellie.
Think about how nice your cell would look.
It's going to be clean. Yeah. Yes. It's going to smell of rich lavender. Very nice.
Joe Exotic. He tried to hire someone to take out Carol Baskin.
No, thank you. The tiger guy? No, yeah. I'm not into that. Didn't like the show. Anything with abusive animals. Not fun for me.
Teresa Giudice, Real Housewife, bankruptcy fraud.
It's going to be fine as long as she's just over there working out, which is kind of the basis of what she did in jail.
She came out, and I've never seen a woman so jacked before. I was like, you know what?
She was ripped.
I guess she used her time wisely. She's like, what am I going to do in here? I'll read some books and do some sit-ups.
Here's the thing, though. If she ever starts filming or does some talking in there, that's going to be a bit much for me. I'd revert to Martha Stewart again. So much better.
Tim Allen. Tim Allen went to jail.
Tim Allen went to jail?
Yeah, for drugs back in the 70s. People don't know that. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
He's kind of crazy, a little right-wingish, but, you know, he'll make some hooch when he's in there, so maybe not the worst celly.
How about Lori Loughlin? I mean, if you're going to be with anybody...
I know she'd be a first ballot choice for you.
I mean, it's a college scam, which is not okay. But if I could be with anybody from the Full House crew, right?
And you do have a daughter that's getting ready to be college age,
She's got some pointers to help get my kid into college. She's going to be like, you've got to pay off all these people. I'm like, what if you don't have any money? Then what do you do? And she's like, I'm out. I don't know.
That's how I'm in here. Yeah. She says.
These parents and their humble bragging. There's a 3-year-old right now in Germany who is holding his own art exhibit. Laurent Schwartz is his name.
Okay.
A year ago when he was two, he started doing painting. And his mom said, let me see if there's any interest. He's really good at this. His acrylic paintings are selling for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Come on, get out of here.
Yes. And I was looking at the painting.
I mean, not just like to his uncle or his grandma or something like that.
No, to real people. To real people.
That is wild.
Oh, wait, and the best part is if you look him up and you look at the art, it's exactly like your three-year-old does. It's 100%. I looked at this and I went, not to be a hater, but I was like, my daughter.
Yeah.
Last year when she was in kindergarten, her artwork was selected for the library art show.
Oh, yes. My stuff was displayed at different times when I was younger.
We were very, very proud of her.
Of course.
So when it came down from the library art show, I had it framed and I put it in her room. Now, I took a picture of it and I sent it to you last night,
okay.
Raven.
All right.
Also, I posted it on our Instagram story at Anna and Raven so you could see this artwork for yourself. Raven, can you interpret it for me quickly?
Yeah, let me just open this up here. Okay, see, I see like a heart with almost a smiley face in the middle of it. Oh, but you know what I do see as I look into it, I gaze into it, I see the pyramid with the eye, like on the back of a dollar bill.
Oh.
And I see that shining through, and there's a smiley face right there where the ray would be coming from the eye, and then like a deep brow. Is accented here, and a pair of eyes at the top of it, and then it appears that the pyramid with the eye also has blonde hair.
So I asked Dakota to, as an artist herself, what did she think about her artwork?
Yeah,
can you tell me a little bit about the piece that you created that was selected for the art show?
Mm-hmm.
So it was a heart painting.
A heart painting, okay. And what incorporates the heart painting?
So I had on it like a face and footprints.
Mm-hmm.
A face and footprints. Do they symbolize anything?
Well, like, yeah. But with those stars, it means like it's in the sky.
Yeah, you missed the stars. The stars mean it's also in the sky of the heart.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I was just getting there. I'm getting to the surrounding stuff right now. I love that she was like, yeah.
Yes, Mom.
Yeah, obviously, there was a meaning to it. I don't know if the heart
What does the face symbolize?
The painting, the face, sometimes you would think just looking at you, like staring.
So it's supposed to be somebody staring out of the painting, possibly into your soul. Is that what you're saying, the face?
Yeah.
Like the Mona Lisa.
I mean, I see that. I see all that stuff in there. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, really, really good.
How about the dog, the footprints of the dog?
So the footprints of a dog was a dog walking in its house. Got their paws muddy.
So the muddy paws. Their muddy paws.
It's
there.
It's like got Banksy a little bit
100%.
In there, right? Like, I mean, I'm feeling it. What is this? A magenta blood river that it's floating in?
It's unbelievable, really.
It's really.
Does the painting have a name?
Well, yes. It's on a number name, which is number 2465.
2465. And if you were to sell this painting, how much would you sell it for?
Well, probably like $10.
How large is it?
It's big. It's like, I don't know, I would say 14 by 14.
Wow.
Yeah. So if anybody would like this masterpiece, she says $10, but you know what? This Laurent Schwartz guy is getting hundreds of thousands of dollars as 3-year-old.
You got to start it at least like $100.
I'm like $15. You want to pay $15?
I mean, I love it.
She loves to paint. She could bang these out all night long, you know?
Kids beat Raven.
All this week, kids go head-to-head against Raven at this time to win gift cards. You can sign up your kid to play at annaandraven.com. We do it a few times a year. But Andrew, are you ready to go right now?
Yes, I am.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, Andrew.
All right. Here we go. Raven's walking out of here. That door is going to close. He's not going to be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio, Andrew. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have about 3 seconds to answer each one. I might give you a little extra time, if you know what I mean. And then I'll bring him back in. Whoever gets the most right wins. And ties, this time, go to you. How old are you, Andrew?
I'm 12.
All right, you ready to play?
Yep.
Let's do it. Number one, it's Battle Royale's 7th birthday. What is the main currency called in Fortnite?
V-Bucks.
Number two, despite the rumors that Disney is removing Tinkerbell from parks because she's problematic, they issued a statement saying that's not true. What color is Tinkerbell's fairy dress?
Green.
Number three, what is the name of the group of superheroes that includes Iron Man, Captain America, and Thor?
The Avengers.
Number four, in the movie Despicable Me, the minions are yellow, but what color are the evil minions?
Purple.
And number five, what game involves players trying to solve the mystery of who the imposter is?
Among Us.
Let me bring Raven back in. Andrew had zero problems and got all five.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's see how I did. Maybe I'll get all five this time, too.
Maybe you'll get all five.
Yeah, we'll see.
Number one, it's Battle Royale 7th birthday. What is the main currency called in Fortnite?
Nope, not going to get all five. Money, buckets, dollars.
V-Bucks.
Nope, definitely not even close.
Andrew, you already won, but let's keep playing. Number two, despite the rumors that Disney is removing Tinkerbell from the parks because she's problematic, they issued a statement saying that's not true.
Yeah.
What color is Tinkerbell's fairy dress?
Green, right?
Yes. What is the name of the group of superheroes that includes Iron Man, Captain America, and Thor?
The Avengers.
Correct.
Yeah.
In the movie Despicable Me, the minions are yellow, but what color are the evil minions?
Just take a shot. Say green.
No, they're purple.
Okay.
And number five, what game involves players trying to solve the mystery of who the imposter is?
The Clue?
No.
No.
Clue?
Yeah,
Clue. What is this, 1976?
That's who did the murder. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who?
Andrew, do you know what Clue is?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good.
See?
Yeah, all right. It's Among Us. Among Us.
I have no idea.
All right. Andrew, very easily, you beat Raven 5-2-2 today. That's going to get you that Target gift card. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good game. I'll see you when you're 30, though.
All right, coming up in about 30 minutes, Can't Beat Raven with the Grown-Ups. Jackpot today is up to $1,000. In case you ever wanted to save someone's life, good news. The American Heart Association has added another song to their official list of approved CPR songs, and it's this. Pink Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. It's all about Chapel Roan lately. You can hear about her over and over again. She is certainly the artist of the moment. The American Heart Association wrote on Instagram, "We've got Pink Pony Club on repeat after her win at the VMAs. Congrats to the best new artist. And thank you for giving us this iconic life-saving beat." And then they continue. They write, "Pink Pony Club has 107 beats per minute, the perfect tempo for hands-only CPR."
Listen, I don't care what they're playing, as long as somebody's keeping me pumping if I go down. You know what I'm saying? Keep hitting it. I don't do BGs, Chapel Roan, whatever. Don't matter to me, whatever. I just want to make sure that you keep me alive.
So the thing is that the American Heart Association has an official Don't Drop the Beat playlist.
Yeah.
And these are the official songs that they approve for CPR. They're all between 100 and 120 beats per minute. And you said Staying Alive, BGs. That's the OG everybody knows.
And yeah, it makes me want to strut.
It makes you want to dance.
No, it makes me want to strut.
Okay.
Then lead into dancing.
Also on the list is Justin Timberlake's song.
Can't stop my heartbeat. Just keep me breathing.
And then, of course, there's this iconic banger.
Keep beating heart, baby.
So we figured if these songs can make the official CPR playlist to keep you alive, wouldn't it be cool if producer John could write a song that is also between 100 and 120 beats per minute that would also save somebody's life?
So in lieu of having a metronome, what I decided to do is I decided to grab a beat that already is between that. So at 111 beats per minute, right there in the dead center, we've got Oh, I get what
you're trying to save somebody's life.
No, right. Okay, fine.
In the live
center.
Yeah.
Is Rapper's Delight, right? also, Good Times by Chic, you know what I mean. But so this beat, 111, and I got some instructions to go along with it.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm good. Let's go.
Okay.
All right. We're going to let this go. Let's turn that beat up just a little bit. All righty. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
If someone's having trouble and you think that you may help may be too far, Just listen to me. I'm going to keep it easy. Help you perform CPR. Now, first step one, call 911. Step two, assess the scene. Now, stick with me. You got to go to step three. Make sure the airway is open and clean. And there's a couple steps more. Here's number four. Check and see if the patient can breathe. They're going to survive if you do step five. Now, chest compress with me. I said you got a chest compress. Keep a steady beat just like this. You got a chest compress. Anna and Raven, do it with me. You got a chest compress. Let's do it one more time till the end of the song. And now chest compress. And that's the end of the song right there.
That was so good.
That was really good.
That
Thank
was amazing.
You. That was like the best thing you ever did.
I'm going to send an email right now.
I mean, you should get on the CPR list. It'll be an album that you actually made.
Uh-huh.
And it'll be good.
The American Heart Association, I'm sending them an email right now, mm-hmm. and they're going to get this song, and we're going to get a letter, an official letter, like Chapel Roan did, saying that we're going to make that list.
Boom.
I would also like a fur coat for some reason right now. It just feels like it sets the mood.
Yeah.
That was funky.
Remember when you were a kid and somebody asked you, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, yeah.
And you were like, firefighter or whatever it was. You could say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you would dream it and you would believe it. And then all of a sudden, reality hits, you know?
I could have been a pilot, astronaut, firefighter, president guy.
Yeah.
Could have been awesome.
All yeah. those
Football
things.
Player.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff. Definitely basketball.
Yeah. And then it got real.
Yep.
They got 100% real. And that's kind of like the interesting dynamic I'm going through right now. So my younger daughter is 5. She'll be 6 soon. She's in first grade. And forever, as long as I can remember, she's wanted to be a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked her the other day what she wanted to be.
Dakota, what do you want to be when you grow up?
A YouTuber.
What does a YouTuber do?
They put on YouTube videos.
They put on YouTube videos? How much money do you think you make by being a YouTuber?
A lot.
What's a lot?
Like so much to the moon and back.
So much to the moon and back. Can you give me a number that you think? Like how much money do they make every day?
$24
a day?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of money. All right. 24 bucks a day. When you're 5, 24 bucks a day is she's figured that out. That's the amount she needs to do what she wants to do on a daily basis.
Right. So when she grows up to be a YouTuber, there's that situation.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she changes her mind again, but we'll get to that.
We'll see.
But I have my older daughter is in high school and we're starting the college process. And this is new for me. Like I've never, I'm not doing this. And as Raven could probably tell you behind the scenes, I'm losing my mind. I don't know what I'm doing.
Listen, she's a brilliant girl and whatever she does, she's going to do great at. But yeah, it's a lot.
But all of a sudden now you're being asked like real questions. Like, well, what are you thinking that you're interested in that you want to study? What
right.
do you think your major is going to be? And even though I've told her a million times, you could change your mind.
You didn't mean it.
Right.
but
it's true.
I mean, you wanted to stay on the right path
yes.
early on, right? Because anything like that is going to slow it down.
I mean, I went to school for psychology. I mm-hmm. ended up graduating with a master's degree in education. And what do I do now? Something that I didn't even need a degree for. I'm on radio, you know? Like, you can change your mind and you can do different things. Like, I 100% believe that.
Might have been better served to be in daycare in this group, but okay, right.
True. True. That's why I have that education degree. Elementary. All right, so, but I said to her, like, well, what do you do? So I talked to one of those college advisor people, and they're like, first things first, take this quiz. So she took the quiz online.
Yeah.
And here's what it said.
Hayden, you took that career thing. What did it say you should be?
It said I should work in educating children in churches.
How do you feel about that?
Not very great.
Yeah, I mean, she's like, I've done all that. You have put me in the position to be doing these things already, Mom.
Wait, here's the thing.
I've babysat a lot. I've been to a lot of church.
Yeah, she's like, I have to go to a church
she's
a
She's like, I want to do something else with my life.
I took the same test.
Yeah.
I was like, because now you're curious, right?
Right?
Even as an adult, I'm like, wait a minute, maybe I've made a mistake. Maybe I should be doing something else.
Yeah.
My number one thing was clergy.
What?
It said I should be a priest, basically.
Good.
It said going to clergy. And I was like, wait a minute. I've definitely made mistakes. Coming in number two,
yeah.
Radio or TV announcer.
Come on. They even have that listing? They have
yes.
that heading?
Radio and television announcer was my number two thing.
I mean, so it's a fork in the road. Us
right.
and priests?
Do I do
feels
this?
Fake.
Or do I just take a left turn and I go become a priest? I don't know.
Feels a little bit false.
So if you want to take that test yourself,
yeah.
it's on our Facebook page right now at Anna and Raven. Raven, producer John, producer Sean are going to take the test right now.
I'd love to.
What are they going to be? We're going to find out all together. It's coming up next. When you were a kid and you had dreams of what you were going to be when you grew up, you had everything, firefighter, rock star, everything in your mind. You could achieve it. Then you became an adult and you realized, no, I need a real job where I can pay my bills.
Yeah, you got jaded and bills came due. And yeah, that's what happens.
Raven, producer John, producer Sean, my older daughter has no idea what she wants to be. And now all of a sudden, as a sophomore in high school, she's being asked, well, what do you want to major in? And my five-year-old has expressed huge, like, she wants to be a YouTuber.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's...
Right.
And
she's already got it figured out.
She's got it all figured out.
Yep.
Yeah. And I realize how scary it is for when you become older that you have to make real decisions. So I had my older daughter take this this test that helps you figure out what you should be when you grow up. A college counselor suggested it to me, and I took it too. It told her that she should be educating children on religion.
Yeah.
And it told me I should be clergy.
I mean, so she should just work for you the rest of her life, basically, I guess.
I don't know.
Surprise, surprise. Hayden was like, I think I'm going to look for something else.
She's like, what? I'm going to take it again.
You guys know how to party. Let me tell you that. Right. So much. Right.
Second on my list was radio and television announcer. So there's that. I got it second.
Happen?
I don't know. It was first and second. Third was public relations specialist. So I'm available if anybody wants me to hire me to do that.
It's amazing. Radio doesn't even appear on my test results.
Mine either.
Doesn't even come up here.
That's so funny. So, all right. So you can take the test at Anna and Raven on our Facebook page. I had the guys take the test. What did yours say you should be? Sean, why don't you go first?
All right. Number one, first and foremost, was an art therapist, which is, I mean, I kind of like that. I do like talking to people and helping people out. Mm-hmm. With art, though, I don't know. I can't draw. I can't sing. I can't play music. How am I going to help people with art?
Feed them paste.
Secondly was so out of blue, post-secondary CSI investigator.
Nice.
Oh,
which
nice. Like,
which
cool.
does make sense because I'm a huge horror fan and I love murder mysteries.
I could totally see you doing that.
The only thing left field about that is the fact that you didn't see it coming. Yeah. Everybody else in this room is not shocked.
John, what did yours say?
So my first one was park naturalist. Which is so wrong.
Hippie.
It's so wrong for me.
I
grew up in New York City. I hate the outside in general. Just generally the outside.
It seems ridiculous.
Just the whole can't
do
it.
Who hates outside?
Me.
Okay.
I'm right there.
Me.
I hate
me.
The forest.
And then my second one's actually not far off from what I've done in the past, which is post-secondary art, drama, and music teacher. Like, I mean, before I came here, I worked at an elementary school, so not secondary, but, you know, and I taught guitar for years. So, yeah, I mean, I've done that.
Nobody's got priest yet, like me?
No.
Oh,
I find this hilarious. It lists my interest areas as to why it made my selections as realistic, investigative, and artistic. And yet, somehow, it then came up with the results that, number one, I should be a choreographer. Create new dance routines, rehearse performance of routines, may direct and stage presentations. Number two is dancer. I kid you not.
You have to do that.
Number three is actor, and number four is model.
You have to come up with like a dancer team for us to do. Like, you have to be a choreographer.
Yes.
I could be the choreographer as long as I don't have to do the dance.
You've got to do it with us, too.
Also, honorable mentions, painter, sculptor, illustrator, and other fine artists, and a special effects artist and animator.
I mean, I'm the only one that got radio and television announcer?
I'm 8 pages in, and I don't see a radio or clergy. I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't understand how you got choreographer. You have 2 left feet. It doesn't make any sense.
Right? It makes no sense whatsoever. Again, point to the parts where it says realistic, artistic, and investigative. Like, I mean, how did this come up with this?
All right, well, if you
want
to
not
take
trust
it,
your daughter to this system, that's all I'm saying.
If you want to take the test for yourself, you head to our Facebook page, Anna and Raven.
One couple.
Why would he go all the way to Oregon for this job when our life isn't there?
One problem.
Create so many opportunities for the family. I mean, we already have one kid in college already. And
you decide the outcome.
I think that it's going to be really hard on us.
It's just going to create so many opportunities.
Go and take work, guys. Good luck.
It's Couple Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And it's up for you to decide who's right. The Couple Score is powered by Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system. All right, we have Cassidy and Graham. Cassidy, what's going on?
So we have a 10-year-old son, and they were playing in their baseball tournament this summer in the regional championship game, which was pretty exciting that they made it to the championship. But unfortunately, they did not come in first place, but they did come in second place. So my son had gotten his second place trophy, but I found it in the bathroom garbage can, and I was trying to figure out why was it in the garbage can. And I talked to my son, and he said, well, because if they lost, and he doesn't want a pity trophy. But I think it was wrong to throw it out because second place is still something. I think that's something still to be proud of. And I want my husband to talk to our son about he should be proud about that. But he doesn't think that second place is something to be proud of. And you don't need a trophy unless it's first place, which I disagree with.
Graham, go ahead. What's your side?
Well, it's not something to be proud about. You know, it's kind of like if you're first, you're last type stuff, you know? We're competitive in this family, and that's how we know if we're better at what we're doing. I mean, that's just how it is. I understand where she's coming from, but, you know, my son, raising my son to be the best that he can be. You know, if he feels like he was slacking in some places, I'm going to support him with his decision because that's the way I raise him. I raise him to be better.
So let me just be clear on this, Graham. So you didn't tell him, hey, you came in second, you suck. You know, your team doesn't do well or whatever, blah, 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 blah. Maybe next year you'll do better. Your son made the decision to get rid of the trophy. You know, you don't have a problem with it based on that because it's your son's decision.
I don't have a problem with it, not just because it's my son's decision, but my son understands the difference. He knows what a pecking order is. He knows how to be on top and how to be on the bottom, and he does not like being second place to anybody. It's not a problem. To me, it's not a problem because it tells me that my son, he wants more for himself than just second place.
Yeah, I actually agree with that. I don't think there's anything. I can see where you're coming from, Cassidy, where he should be proud of all the hard work and getting second. There's nothing to be ashamed of. That's an incredible accomplishment. There were people that were certainly lower than them on the scale. But if that's not what he wanted, he's mad and doesn't want the trophy. He threw it out. Maybe that's the way he motivates himself in the future.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to make him accept what he views as mediocrity. I think that you're right. I mean, there's plenty to be proud of. You played the entire season. You showed up. You had a team. You know, you did a good job. But if you want more for yourself, that's not necessarily make you a villain. The wording, the tone, it concerns me a bit, but not having been there, and as you said, you know, your son wants more for himself. I think that that's a very telling phrase. I don't know.
Well, let's see what the audience has to say. If your son threw out a second place trophy because he was ashamed of it, would you think it was a big deal? Or would you support him in that?
1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court.
What do you do if your 10-year-old threw away his second place trophy? Cassidy and Graham, their son over the summer came in second in a regional playoff.
Mm-hmm.
And mom found his trophy in the garbage can. And she is upset about it because she wants dad, Graham, to talk to him and say, you know what? Like, this is not, you should be proud of this. You beat a lot of other teams to get the second place trophy.
Yeah, Graham doesn't necessarily agree, though. He says, this is my son's choice. He's like, my son, you know, we're taught to win and be the best that we can be. He said, you know, he sounds like he's not telling him that you have to be first. He says, this is what my son wants for himself, right? He wants better things for himself. He wants to be the best at something. If he took it upon himself to throw out his second place trophy and say, that's not good enough, that's fine by me.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Jennifer, whose side are you on?
I see both sides of it. However, even in the Olympics, we've got bronze, silver, gold. There's nothing wrong with second place. I feel the son should be proud. If he wants first place, that's wonderful as well. I just feel maybe dad might be putting a little bit too much pressure on him.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Couples Court. What if your 10-year-old threw out, in the garbage, his second place trophy because he was so mad about being runner-up? Couples Court Verdict is powered by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp, HELP.com/AnnaandRaven.
Cassidy and Graham's young son got second place in his tournament for baseball this past season, and she found his second place trophy in the trash. She wants dad to correct that behavior, but dad says, I've got nothing wrong with this. He wants better for himself, and if you're not first, you're last.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Rico.
I'm on the father's side. I have my son who actually was pretty good in basketball, and he lost one year and came in second in championship game. And he actually did the same thing. Came home, threw it out, then came back the next following year, practiced, and I helped him practice. And he whipped the pants off the following team. The same teams met the same following year. And he came home with a big one. And I agree. If you instill them to want more, it just makes them want more in life, more for themselves, and makes them strive not to settle and go after the things they really want. So I'm on the father's side all the way.
You know, it's interesting to me because if it's the son that decides, right, who is anybody else to tell you how to feel about it? What is your motivating factor, right? They can advise you, but you don't necessarily have to listen.
Hey, Maya, whose side are you on?
I'm kind of on the mom, kind of on the dad's. I don't know. But I think that it would mean the world to the kid for his dad to talk to him about, yes, you know, you want to come in first, you don't accept the second, but that doesn't discourage from all of the hard work you put in through the year that you should be proud of. I think, like you said, it's more so the tone and, like, the words he's using, because that, I feel like, develops a little bit more anxiety in the child. Like, I need to be the first. I need to do this. Like, maybe hearing from his dad that it's okay to be second, you should still be proud of yourself, and that just means you're better, rather than like, no, he should only be first, and he should be upset that he's second, you know?
You know, every kid is different, though, right? Mm-hmm. Does everyone have that anxiety when they're performing?
Anne-Marie, whose side are you on?
I'm definitely on the wife's side. I played sports all my life, and I have a huge amount of trophies still from when I was a little kid. And you know what? So do my children. They have to learn that they can't just always be winners. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with coming in second place, and his father should be telling him that, or this kid is going to have, like, anger and control issues.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Cassidy, our audience agreed with you. There's something to be learned from losses. He should still be proud of all the hard work and that he has something to show for it, which is the second place trophy. There's plenty of teams that didn't get a trophy.
Exactly. And it's not like they came in fourth or fifth place. Second place is something to still be proud of. And he can still use this as motivation for the future. And I think he should still be proud. I understand that feeling of disappointment as someone who used to play sports, but second place is something to be proud of. And he should gladly accept that trophy. So I'm glad people agreed with me.
It's going to be interesting to me how he takes this when you're talking to him about it. Graham, the votes didn't go your way. Are you shocked?
No, I'm not shocked. I'm pretty aware of how, you know, today's society is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm still a firm believer of everybody doesn't deserve a trophy.
Yeah, that's a whole other debate. But I get what you're saying. I mean, certainly there's a lot of people that agree with you on that side of that, right? Like, we kind of give out accolades too freely nowadays. But, you know, on the other hand, we want to do encouragement. Encouragement message comes different ways from different parents. I think it's good to present both sides to your son, and then your son decides what's right for him past a certain age too, right? We don't want to just have them march to the things that we say, but good luck, guys. I mean, heck, it was already a good season. Mm-hmm. Next year, hopefully it's better.
Right, you'll get him next year, right? That's what you say. If you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,000 thanks to Secret Whole Body Deodorant. Some secrets are okay to tell, like how using Secret Whole Body Deodorant gives you 72 hours of freshness and more than just your armpits. Use it in sticks, sprays, or creams. Victor, are you ready to play today?
I'm ready.
Let's do this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, man.
Okay.
Thanks.
Raven's walking out of here. That big old studio door is going to close, and he won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, and he'll get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Number one, a Friends game show will premiere on Max to celebrate the 30th anniversary. Recently this week, there was a Friends auction, and the iconic Central Perk couch sold for almost $30,000. What color was the couch?
Brown.
Number two, Freddie Prinze Jr. confirmed that he will return as Ray in what movie series that also starred Jennifer Love Hewitt and Sarah Michelle Gellar?
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Number three, Paris Fashion Week is underway, and Kris Jenner posted a video of which one of her daughters modeling for L'Oreal?
Kylie.
Number four, the Purple Rain soundtrack tops Rolling Stones magazine as the list of 101 greatest soundtracks of all time. Who sang the song Purple Rain?
Prince.
And number five, Lady Gaga is releasing an album this Friday. It's a 13-track companion to the Joker movie. What's the name of the album?
I don't remember what I heard.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
So 2 out of 5 for Victor.
Not great. Let's see how I do. $1,000.
Number one, a Friends game show will premiere on Max to celebrate the 30th anniversary. Recently this week, there was a Friends auction.
The iconic Central Perk couch sold for almost $30,000. What color was it?
Orange, right?
I sat on that couch.
Did you?
Yeah, I was on my honeymoon. We were in LA, and it was there. And I went. We were first in line, and we walked into the room. I saw it. First thing I did was walk up and sit on it. That, like, the people that were doing the tour came in after. They're like, "Ma'am, you can't just sit on the
couch.
You can't
just sit on that, right?" Yeah. Were you like, "Well, I did it already. Try taking that memory from me."
Exactly. All right, number two, Freddie Prinze Jr. confirmed he will return as Ray in what movie series that also starred Jennifer Love Hewitt and Sarah Michelle Gellar?
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yes. Number three, Paris Fashion Week is now underway, and Kris Jenner posted a video of which one of her daughters modeling for L'Oreal.
I'll just take a shot and say Kendall.
Kendall's right.
Yeah.
Kendall's the supermodel. All right, number four. The Purple Rain soundtrack tops Rolling Stone magazine's list of 101 greatest soundtracks of all time.
Yeah.
Who sang the song Purple Rain?
I mean, are you kidding me? Prince.
Yes. And number five, Lady Gaga is releasing an album this Friday. It's a 13-track companion album to the Joker movie.
Mm-hmm.
What's the new album called?
Harlequin. Harlequin, as in Harley Quinn. Harlequin.
Yep. Harley Quinn.
No, Harlequin.
Why is it different from Harley Quinn?
Harley Quinn is a name. Harlequin is a term. It's like a place or a thing, right? Isn't it?
I don't know.
She's a smart one. Look it up.
We'll look it up.
It is a term for something.
Yeah.
Right.
We just don't know what.
I think it's something. Term. I mean, hold on. I have a phone here. I'll Google it right now.
Not right. Well, while he's doing that, I'm sorry, Victor. He beat you 5-2 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
All right. Thank you. It's Victor, and I cannot beat Raven.
Harlequin means a mute character in traditional pantomime, traditionally masked and dressed in a diamond pattern costume.
So it's the same thing as Harley Quinn. It's the character.
No!
All right. Anyway.
Harley Quinn is a duck!
All right. $1,100 tomorrow.